were of the opinion that more or less botched it. Is that the...
Well, he's,
he botched it. He was a
victim of circumstances, was. See, the situation of, I don't know whether you've studied about or not.
He don't know anything about Texas history.
Okay. Came in here, in charge, after they won this thing over here, in charge of the troops here. All right, then he sends a man, Sam Houston tells him to, orders him to come.
That was Sam Houston, wasn't it?
To go to San Antonio to help those boys up there. He couldn't get started. And they finally got started, they broke down out of town. Well, then a messenger came that they were too late. It's all over with San Antonio. And in the meantime, he had sent, there's a bunch of Irish families down here in Refugio County. Down at Refugio. And they wanted an escort to take them to Victoria. So he sends a captain down there with a few men, 40 or 50 men, to escort those people to Victoria. I can't think of his name right now. But instead of him getting that bunch in their wagons and taking out for Victoria, he gonna kill him a few Mexican rancheros first. So he fools around there a day or two chasing those rancheros around, Mexicans that live down, and they're some fine people, I'm sure, but he was some smart aleck lieutenant, captain. 2 or 3 days and first snow and he got ready to leave, the Mexican army was already there, you see. Or they'd been waiting here for him for 3 or 4 days and hadn't heard from him. They sent a messenger and the messenger would get captured. Or he'd run off or something. They said he got captured. And about the third messenger, finally one of them got through. One of this captain's men got through and made a break for La Bahia and delivered the message. They were in captivity down there. They had captured them all, the whole caboodle. But this fella got loose. Well, then he starts out, but he's always 4 or 5 days late, you say. Now, the Mexican army is only 30 miles down there. Of course, they came on, and by the time he got started here, well, they are right all the way around him already, you see, waiting on those people there and waiting, sending those men down there to find out something. This lieutenant said his blunder was more or less caused by this lieutenant down there in Refugio chasing those Mexican. A lot of sympathizers, you can't help it, they were Mexican citizens, and so naturally they sympathized with their home country. Of course, they were a bunch of hot bloods coming in. That's the reason they were in the volunteers in the first place. They were looking for action. And it's my opinion, and you can just read that, you know, enough knowing about human nature to know that. That's what you take a bunch of men that I volunteer for a deal like this was. They're looking for action. Of course, they were going to get a lot of land out of it. So, of course, they were all massacred down there. And another bunch broke loose from them. They were close, and they ended up got lost down here between here and Victoria somewhere, and they finally got captured too after was captured. Well, they caught them and captured them, brought them over here. So fooling around and waiting on this guy down here is what got him in trouble. But of course his men that were captured with him don't speak badly of him. It's just the thing with bombs on account of this guy down there. If he'd have gone on and gotten those men, sent his messenger back, courier back to here that we were on the way, they would have pulled out. But we wouldn't have had any history in Goliad then, you see. It has just been another quiet skirmish, you see. But that's the reason. They got a fuss at him because he kept putting off, waiting and waiting and waiting, but that's what he was waiting on, you see. He had the 40 or 50 men down there. He needed them. But they said, I can't think of that captain's name right now, but we got books on it.